Welcome to our podcast. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm Alexis.
And today we're going to tell stories about our school experiences.
I'm going to start off with a story about something that happened in 7th grade. So, at the very beginning of 7th grade, my teacher decided to call me out in front of the class and tell me to go up there and do a demonstration. And that was the most embarrassing day of my life. Like, everyone was giggling. And, like, she was, like, trying to, like, get me to do the demonstration, but I was just not having it. That was a horrible, horrible day. And I remember everyone was laughing at me and, like, sad times.
Sad times. In 5th grade, we had this thing called 4-H. About, like, what was it, like, all week 4-H?
I think if you paid for a certain amount of weeks, how many you went. If you paid for, like, the full amount, it was, like, a lot of money. But if you only paid for, like, a week, it'd be less money.
The camp?
Yeah.
Did I even go to camp? Oh, yeah, I went to camp for, like, one of the years. And I thought it was pretty cool until I slipped and busted my neck. I didn't actually bust my neck. I just sprained my ankle. But it was during camp. And I'm really clumsy.
Yeah, we know this.
And so I was like walking from the pool, just chilling with my towel, and I just fall and collapse just there.
Did everyone look at you?
Everybody was looking at me, and nobody said, "Kimberly, do you need help? Do you need help? Like, do you want me to call the lady or something?
Like, are you okay?
Are you okay?" No, they just start laughing. And I'm like,
"Are your ankle, help?" You're like,
and I'm like, "Are y'all gonna help me or not?" And they're like, sure. Can you come help Kimberly? I was like,
bro.
When you sprain your ankle, I'm gonna be recording, I'm gonna be laughing at you, I'm gonna be Fortnite dancing on you, everything.
How old were you?
This was like in 5th grade, I think.
Dang.
Okay, your turn about the story. Any other story?
I don't know. Do you have any stories?
Yes. Back again in 5th grade. So now we had 4-H again, but this wasn't camp. This was where they would come to your classroom and you have to do like a poster stuff.
The speech or whatever.
So I did a speech about hermit crabs because I used to have like 10 of those. And right when they said, "Kimberly Ortega, it's your turn to do the speech," I was like, "I can do this." I think this is where I found out that I had anxiety.
Yeah.
So I was like, "I can do this. I'll go up there." And it was turning hot, and everybody was staring at me, and I was like, I gotta go. So I ran, and I was crying, and I threw up in the bathroom. Having a mental breakdown. The best part is that when I walked back in the classroom, I was like, yes, don't have to do the 4-H poster, 4-H speech or poster or anything. And then she's like, Kimberly Ortega, you forgot to do your 4-H speech. Can you please go up in front of the classroom and do it? And I was like, really?
Pardon me?
Can you repeat that one more time for me? And
she had to suck it up and present.
I had to suck it up and present. And my eyes were, like, watering and crying. And everybody was staring at me and laughing. And I was like, can this day get any better? Like, can it?
When I had to do 4-H speech, like, it was bad, but it wasn't that bad. Because I was the best teacher in 5th grade. Like, the best teacher ever. But, like, during 4-H, I had these students in my class who would always try to outdo me.
Oh, we all were.
I always got, like, second. I never got first. I got it, like, once because, like, all three of us got first. But, no, that's just not it. Let's talk about Kimberly and her own. Oh, no, I have a story. Let's talk about Kimberly and how one of the teachers dissed her bangs.
Oh, yeah. So, I came in school with my fresh new bangs, but before I cut my bangs, I got my bangs cut, right?
Yeah.
And I immediately told Alexis, "What do you think about them?" And she's like, "Oh, they're nice." And I told my other friends and some other friends, and they're like, "Oh, that's nice, that's good." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I think that's nice, okay." So I walk up in there, and everybody's like, "Oh my gosh, where'd you get your bangs cut? I like your bangs." And I was like, "Thanks." And then the next day, my bangs grew really quick.
They really did.
And the next day,
I have a certain connection with some of the teachers, and I was talking to them. And one of them was like, "Yeah, I don't like Kimberly's bangs. They're too long." Like, I was like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, they know I'm friends with her, and they still
told
me that. And I, of course, told Kimberly. Like, I mean, maybe I shouldn't have, like, not to hurt her feelings, but I did.
I mean, and you didn't hurt my feelings. I just thought everybody...
Annoyed?
I just thought everybody was nice to me until that day. Especially the teachers.
Well, I think that's all. You got any more stories? You have more? Oh, my God.
So, okay, so Alexa's an office worker, and I have band class, sadly. I come upstairs with Alexis, like, almost all the time.
Yeah.
And we go run errands.
When we get the permission from the teachers, we go run errands together.
And so, I have this thing on knocking on doors.
She cannot do it. Like, I try to force her to do it, and she won't. Like, she...
One day, so there's this kid in our school. I think he went somewhere, and we were gonna go run an errand or something. And the kid walked by, and I could not knock on the door. I could not. The doors scare me. Like, I can't knock. And that's a phobia. I'll pull up the name to say.
And you wanna know what she did?
And so the kid passed, and I was like, hey, buddy.
Hey,
buddy, would you come and knock on the door? And the kid thought I was crazy.
He was looking at her like, why can't you knock on the door? And I'm just standing there shaking my head. I'm like, no, I got it. I'll knock on the door. So I ended up knocking on the door for her because we both didn't want to knock on the door. Remember, we came back from tech ed because we had to do that project.
Yeah.
And both of us didn't want to knock on the door because we're both scaredy cats.
We told the kid, and the kid goes, I guess.
And I was like, you know what? Forget about it. I'll knock on the door.
Yeah.
And Kimberly, she never knocks on the door, so I just do it for her.
I'm going to look up phobias on knocking the door. But do you have any other stories?
No, I don't. We're already at 6 minutes over here.
Let me just pull up the...
Phobia of knocking... Like, Google's me like, what? Why? What? Couldn't you, like... Phobia of knocking on doors. You type so slow.
Thank you.
It's called entamophobia. It's the fear of doors. There's not like a specific one of knocking on doors. It's just like a fear of doors.
But I am scared of the doors. When I like go to a teacher and I see the door, I come in. I just want to put it under the little slot. Just like, zoop.
Is that all?
Oh, so I have
another story.
Yeah, okay. So I have this crush. It's not like somebody from school.
It's a celebrity crush.
It's a celebrity crush. We're not going to name his name because I don't want to expose myself. So.
She's obsessed with him.
I'm obsessed. So I get to go to this concert, right? I was going to get VIP concert, like, so I can, a meet and greet, just for me, because my siblings can, like, go over there. And I decided not to because I realized I was looking up concert tickets, and on my birthday, there was 21 Pilots concert. So I was like, forget about the other person meet and greet. Why don't I just go to both? Why don't I just go to 21 Pilots and my person, my celebrity crush? And then I realized, I was like, what if I don't? And then I go back to the concert tickets.
And they're sold out.
And they're sold out. So now I can't go meet the person I want to meet. And
dang.
So if you come around and look at my Pinterest.
Kimberly, you're trying to get clout over here.
No, wait. No, I'm not going to say my name or anything. You see that I have 500 pictures of him.
500? Oh my gosh.
I have 500 pictures.
Let me see.
I have another account, so that would add up to 500.
Kimberly also has this like unhealthy thing where she loses phones and just gets new ones.
Oh yeah.
Repeatedly.
I lose phones. I don't lose them on purpose. So we went ziplining, and Alexis was literally spamming me. She's like, Kimberly, and I'm like, I lost my phone. And then the next day, I come back with another phone.
And then she lost her phone in a gas station once, and then got a new one the same day. Instead of going back to the gas station bathroom.
It wasn't the gas station bathroom. It was Walmart's bathroom.
Oh.
And I was wearing a Christmas sweater.
Oh. Why didn't you go back and look and see?
People were there from school, and I was like, I gotta go.
I'd be like, Mom, you bring it for me.
Oh, and also when you go on my Instagram and you look on the search stuff. Oh. That's all you really see.
That's scary.
I have a phobia on my celebrity crush. No, I'm just kidding. I love my celebrity crush, and I have two more, but don't really care about two more, except my main So anybody out there who likes me, you can go on because
no one likes you, Kimberly.
You don't know that.
What do you think this is?
Tinder date? Okay, stop.